something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo, with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Okay, good afternoon.
Hey, what's happening?
Not too much. Good to be back on the podcast.
¿Cómo están todos, mi gente de He Said, Ella Dijo? Bienvenidos.
Yeah, we had a little bit of a break. We were in Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
It was a good trip.
It was awesome.
It was a really good trip. And you know what? I've been there so many times now. I never think I'm going to be surprised with something, but this trip had quite a few little cool extra experiences. A little horseback on the beach, which we've never done.
It was beautiful.
Amazing guy in Aguadilla,
Captain Pelican,
who has like a special on one of the streamers. I can't remember, but
Extraordinary
he's
Birds.
Yeah, he's like anybody who goes to Puerto Rico, you got to track this guy down in Aguadilla. Captain Pelican,
yeah.
And he takes you through a lot of the history of Puerto Rico as the Spaniards landed over there, shipwrecks. We had 20 pelicans, random wild pelicans that he's created relationships with that fly out of the trees and join you on the boat, all over us, on top of our head, on the boat. One pooped on you. I mean, they're just on you.
One pooped on me? Yeah,
no,
my foot, you're right.
Which is good luck.
It was unbelievable.
Amazing snorkeling.
The kids had a great time.
Yeah.
I am very much looking forward to going back to PR November, December with the family.
That was a highlight.
Yeah.
And while we were there, so one of the hot topics, it's funny, I saw this too when we were over there. Scooter Braun, have you been reading about this? Like everybody has left him. He's like one of the most, you know, one of the powerhouse managers, music managers out there.
Yeah.
Obviously discovered Justin Bieber, but Justin left, Demi Lovato left.
Ariana
Grande left. Idina Menzel.
Do you think they know something we don't know?
Listen, it's kind of weird that many people would jump ship with a manager like that, especially someone as big as Justin Bieber, who he found. I mean, they're all huge stars, but I mean, like, he discovered Justin.
I guess he just sold something. Was it a catalog? He sold something for like a billion something dollars.
Well, he bought that catalog of Taylor Swift, the entire catalog.
No, but it's something else. He sold something for a humongous amount of money. And then I believe Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber might get $11 million.
He sold of this Ithaca Holdings for $1 billion, $1 billion deal. And
but what is that company?
He'd receive $86 million, while his star clients, Grande and Bieber, would each receive $11 million apiece. Oh, so he might... So, I don't understand this exact, language, but I remember he purchased Taylor Swift's master recordings, which then she went out and she was pissed because he bought them legally from Big Machine Records. He just, they were selling them. He bought them, but she was mad that she didn't have the first right to purchase them, right? So he went in there and got them. She was upset. So she re-recorded all her masters.
You know, what's interesting. I was listening to a podcast today that they had. Have you heard of Ivy Queen?
Yeah.
Ivy Queen is a Puerto Rican. She's like the queen of reggaeton. She's the old school, one of the pioneers, the first female basically to tackle that genre. And she's super loved in the island and all over Latin America because Ivy Queen is like an institution. And they were asking her, what do you regret? What do you think would have changed everything if you knew this information when you started out? And she was saying, you know what? It's crazy. All this... Like her generation, it says even Mexicano, which is another rapper that passed away, I guess he was beloved, really, really talented, and died broke, like zero money to his name.
Yeah.
And she's like, when I started, we had no knowledge of royalties and like owning your own library and owning your masters. Nobody ever took the time to teach us that information while lawyers and managers knew that. But we all made, to this day, zero money. So that's why the phenomenon of all these young kids, even like Daddy Yankee was the first one that started this movement about, I'm going to open my own label and I'm going to own my masters and I'm going to own everything. And now all these kids become like mega zillionaires, overnight. Because they have one hit, two hits, three hits, but they own it all. And they don't sign with big labels anymore. They release their stuff independently. So the knowledge and the street knowledge that they have is unbelievable. So they're able to capitalize at a very young age.
I think the early generation suffered a lot. It's like Michael Jackson used to own the Beatles songs. I mean, I think he finally all got sold, but he had bought all the masters for a lot of the Beatles music.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you write, that's one thing, right? But I think anytime in entertainment, when you're starting out, you want to take anything to succeed. Let's see, what does it say here? He works with Hype, which is K-pop. J Balvin was the other artist that dropped Scooter. Wow, J Balvin also dropped
him. So there's something going on with this guy.
Yeah,
I don't want to talk out of line because we don't know.
We don't know what it is, but you don't get this many big artists that leave a powerhouse manager.
I wonder if it's a character. If it's a character trait, like a flaw that he has personality wise. I
think
heard,
it's financial.
I mean, I think it's both, but I think somehow I have heard that he is very tricky to deal with, and he walks into a room thinking that he is God.
He's created a lot of.
Again, I don't know him. I don't know anything about him.
Mega careers. And I'm sure a lot of
he must be really smart.
Big music managers have that ego if you've established a lot of stars. But I think a lot of this has to do with money. That's my guess. Because if you're losing this many major, pieces of talent under your label, then you're probably doing something financially that's upsetting.
Why can't people just be transparent and honest? And
because when you want to make it in this business early on, you sign your life away. Just to make it, but you don't look at the fine print.
What bothers me is like the people that actually are writing those contracts, right? The people that facilitate the document, they know they're screwing people over.
But it doesn't matter. They also, listen, if you're a young up and coming artist, you have lawyers probably too, people that are looking at those contracts. The difference is you have no power. So you can't be like, no, I'm not doing
that. But then why do you pay a lawyer that is not really protecting you? No, why are you paying? Lawyer, why do you have this team of people that you give all these percentages out?
Because and the they lawyer don't protect can you. Basically say, walk. But are you willing to walk away from your chance to make it?
But this is the thing. I don't think they all say walk because they're also getting paid.
Well, no, but they make as much. Lawyers typically make what you, but the talent makes, right? So they want you to have more money too because they get a percent of whatever you're making. So they want you to succeed. The difference is when you have no leverage and you're starting out, okay, a la Justin Bieber, right? When he was starting out, Scooter Braun made him. So he didn't have a lot of leverage. He wasn't a star yet. When you become a star, then you have more leverage. And if you're now Ariana Grande, all these other ones, they're going to all be able to leave and be just fine. They're going to go jam somewhere else.
They're fine. You know what's interesting, guys? And in our business, if we have a manager and let's say, like I'm going to give you an example. You're on a show, The Rookie, right? So your agent or your and your manager got you. You booked the job. You booked the job while you were under this management company and this agency. Let's say Eric decides to leave to a different agency and a different management company. For the perpetuity of that contract, meaning if Eric ends up doing 17 seasons, like Grey's Anatomy type of phenomenon.
They take a cut.
They take a cut of something that, even though they're not part of your life anymore.
Because that's this business, because the goal with entertainment.
To me, that's crazy.
No, but you got to look at it like this. They believe in you when you have nothing. They're trying to get you work and getting no return on you being their investment, right? You're striking out for years, barely making, let's say, you know, guest star paychecks, and they're just getting a small percent to still work for you. If they believe in you, they're waiting for that one big job. So they're betting on the future.
I know, but they're betting like, this is my thing.
And their job is to keep getting you work while you're doing that as well.
I just think that it's like it happened to me years ago. I was doing Without a Trace. I did it for 5 years, like 2 years into it or 3 years. I left my manager and they wanted to I was all over TMZ and this to me, if I was able to orchestrate the loss, right, and of this business, I will, instead of giving you 10%, if you don't represent me anymore, and if I'm going to continue doing this show for 5 more years, even though I have nothing to do with you anymore, even though you got me the job, I think out of principle, maybe shouldn't be 10% that I'm giving you out of my paycheck and my livelihood and my bread and butter for doing nothing anymore.
Some people might be able to negotiate.
So it
that.
Should be, I'm going to give you 5%. I'm going to give you 3.5%.
Some people might be able to settle on something.
I don't know
like
who does that.
All right, next topic. This is getting
That's very
depressing.
Important to me.
This
it's
is
not depressing. It's
All right,
just,
this is crazy. No, that's not crazy. There's another one crazy topic coming up that I think is fantastic. I can't wait to get to that topic. And you don't know what it is yet.
What?
All right. This one's interesting. Woman breaks internet, revealing her and her husband's bizarre bedroom habit. Now, it's not really that bizarre, but it is a little weird because you would never do this. They don't have a side of the bed. Okay. Every night, they randomly pick whatever side they want to be on. What do you think? Could you do that? Could we start just Russian roulette each side of the bed? You're so particular. You have your specific pillow. You have your specific side of the bed. Yeah. Even when we go to like the house we rented in Puerto Rico, we each went to our side of the bed
of
that house. And we used the sink. Well, you switched sinks, funny enough, because even in the bathroom, we have our own side.
No, but I did because of the AC, because the bathroom didn't have AC. So when I'm blow drying my hair, I get very hot. And I picked the other corner.
Yeah, I don't know why.
And then I ended up going to my corner because it was more AC. The flow.
But we're so particular. I say both of us are that we have our own side of the bed, our own sink.
I don't want to be switching sides. No,
you couldn't do it.
What? Why?
You know what's funny? I didn't tell you this. When you're out of town, I was sleeping on your side of the bed.
Why?
A lot.
Well, you actually.
I wanted to try.
You're actually moving closer
and
closer.
It's because
of
the mattress. I'm trying to get the mattress. The way
it's very annoying because you know what happens?
Wow. But your husband being close to you in bed is very annoying.
Yeah, I can't have anybody close to me when I'm sleeping.
Wow.
I'm sleeping and then I try to move and Eric is right here and I'm going, I don't understand what's going on.
Dude.
Very close.
No.
Why? So what is it?
If the dog were to sleep on top of your face, you'd be fine.
I love it.
So why can't I sleep next to you?
Because it's Archie and Bandit. It's a different kind of energy sleeping wise. It's
different energy than me?
I'm joking. No, listen.
Oh my goodness.
I need to know this. So why are you getting closer? Because
I'm
you don't like your mattress?
Sometimes in the middle. Yeah, I was trying to decide. I wanted to see how your mattress felt because you have that mattress topper on mine. And I wanted, I was just
exploring.
So
which side is better?
But it was weird
why?
Sleeping on your side of the bed.
Why?
It was strange. Just weird when you go to the other side.
That's why your heat blankie, your blanket.
Was on your side.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't understand
blankie?
Why.
You said I have a blanket?
Like a blanket.
I don't have a blanket.
You know what happened to me because of that thing? I was like, oh my God, his heat blanket is over here. I'm going to sleep with that tonight. It was not on, right?
No, it's never on.
Like at 4 or 5 in the morning, I got so hot and I'm thinking, here it goes, hot flash, menopause. But I guess it was because of your thing.
Well, but look, I do because you put the freaking AC on at like 66 degrees every night.
According to studies, correct temperature
Nonsense.
To go to bed and have a very deep sleep is 66.
I'm Ilya Kani, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes. I guess identify the life that I want and work towards it. I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess, the 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again, the First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances, and the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, this is the story that I wanted to bring up to you. Wow. Have you heard about this? Okay. A video goes viral showing a groom telling his wedding guests that his wife is a cheater at a lavish Italian wedding. Okay. This millionaire groom, who clearly had the money to waste to bring everybody to the wedding still, said, "I want to give Christina the freedom to love. Specifically, to love another person, a notable lawyer who she clearly cares about more than me." Oh And it says, then he went on to read the letter. Dear Christina, I know how much you are in love with him mentally and sexually. And I know that before him, you had a relationship with an industrialist acquaintance. All of this happened. Don't think it pleases me to look like a cuckold. Am I saying the right cuckold in front of all of you? Christina is so good at telling her truths that I couldn't leave her alone to narrate the reason why I'm ending our life together. That was at the altar in front of all the wedding guests.
But what if this whole thing is staged? Do you believe it?
Yeah, I believe it. All these guests were there.
I know, but what if the whole thing is just a video to go viral?
No, you're not going to have all, you think all these wedding guests came? She's suing him now.
Oh, she is?
She wants to sue him
for defamation of character.
Reputational damage because she suffered so many very serious attacks on social media and threats from the Italian citizens. It's been traumatic. What do you think? Do you think she should be able to sue him if it's all true? This is a great one for you because you always assume that the man is out there being the a-hole. This is a woman who's been the a-hole with two dudes and they're getting married. So what do you think? Wow. Should she be able to sue him?
After defamation? After what he did, absolutely.
What? What do you mean she should sue him?
Because what he did...
Put her on the spot.
Will cause anybody to go to psychiatric care and end up at the hospital with that massive depression.
I guarantee you, if a woman had done that to the guy who cheated, you'd be like, good. I'm glad he's in psychiatric care because he's an a-hole for doing that the wedding.
I would think that it was unnecessary. I think, you know, don't call off the wedding. It's too much of an aggravation. And just tell the dude, listen, this is what I know you did. This wedding is off. You're an a-hole. Bye-bye. You're out of my life. I don't think it's right, female or male, to expose the other person publicly and personally in front of their loved ones and go through this entire fiasco show just to embarrass the other person. It doesn't matter how hurt you are.
So you think he went too far?
Okay. I think he went too far.
All right.
I think what he did was disgusting. And you know what?
What he did or what she did?
What she did was disgusting. And yeah, you're going to pay the price for being a BITCH.
Can you imagine being a guest at that wedding in Italy? There's twofold.
I would die.
If you paid the whole trip to go over there to be at this wedding for people that you care about.
You laugh and then you take it, you continue your vacation.
As long as you had a good vacation, then... It just be like a popcorn. No,
I think it would be traumatic for everybody involved. Every single person would be like, "Oh my god,
imagine.
Is this something you would ever do? If you have a fiance,
I wouldn't do it because I wouldn't go through that whole."
Eric would be like, "Well, let me think about the money."
Yeah, I'd be like, "Let me save some money on this wedding right now. I'm not going to go through this." But what if he's lost?
More than the hurt of what she did and the embarrassment. You'd be like, oh my God, the money. Oh my God, all the money.
I would just break it off like you said. I wouldn't need to put it on a pedestal in front of everybody. I wouldn't feel the need to expose her in front of all these guests at a wedding. I really wouldn't.
But when you cancel the wedding, when you send the note to everybody saying, wedding is canceled, would you go to as far as saying, because she's a cheater?
I would say, wedding is canceled because my wife's a cheater. Thank you all. You can send your donations.
You do that? You can send your donation.
There's a GoFundMe.
Like, don't dismiss the registry. Send this stuff anyway.
I still need silverware.
Listen, no, you wouldn't do that.
No, which part? The registry? No.
They
canceled? It's canceled because she's
It's canceled why? Personal reasons?
Because she's loosey-goosey. She's out there effing around.
It's sad. Listen, I believe that she's probably traumatized and going through a lot.
Well, he probably is going through a lot too since she's...
He is. You know, the reality is, guys, just call it a day. Just say bye-bye and...
Okay.
And forget about it.
Now, speaking of weddings, would you attend your sibling's wedding if you hated their partner? What do you think? Would it matter to you? Because there's a woman that says she hates her sister's boyfriend since they were teenagers. She has tried to be polite now that they're adults, but she still hates them and hates him for getting between the family and doesn't want to attend the wedding. I don't know, man. Just if you care about your sister, your brother, just let them be happy.
Yeah,
it's not like you have to interact with those people all the time.
But if you know that the relationship is fundamentally wrong and the guy is a bad seed.
But you don't, if she's
that is causing chaos within the family unit, you know?
Okay, but then it's on your sister for being a moron if it's that bad of a situation. Or your brother. But if it's not that bad of a situation and you just don't really you really dislike the person, you just go.
To me, if you don't, if it's just something that I don't like the guy, I think he's a tool or whatever, or he's just not my cup of tea. Yeah, of course, go and support your sister, your brother.
If he's abusing her, if he's physically mentally abusive, if he's a bad person,
then
maybe I would boycott it. But if I just don't like him, and it sounds like they've known since they were kids, and you just think the person's a loser, you just can't stand them, and they just, whatever. I don't know. If it makes your sibling happy and they're actually good to your sibling, then support your sibling. Get over it. It's not your day. It's their day.
If they're good to your sibling, 100%. But if you know that this is just a bad influence and somebody that is going to cause her or cause him a lot of heartache, it's very difficult. I have a good friend that, it's interesting, you see, she sent a picture of me of her niece that she adores after more than a year, like a year and change without seeing her, because of a whole family drama, because of the guy that just came into their lives to cause chaos, to the point that she stopped talking to her sister for years and hasn't been able to be a part of her niece's upbringing. And then she sent me the picture. Look how big she is. She's so beautiful. Can you believe after this long, we finally connected and I'm able to see my niece? And I'm going, why allow one person to come into your family and destroy everything? I don't understand it.
Listen, there's a lot of wedding drama out there. I'll tell you a story. I think you probably know the story. This is the craziest wedding drama situation I've ever experienced. But one of my friends growing up, getting married, I think this is the first time getting married for him. We all go to the bachelor party. So imagine going to a wedding like this and I'm in the wedding. I don't think I was the best man, but I was like, I don't know, one of the groomsmen, right? Bachelor party the night before, we all go home. I get a phone call from the fiance. Where is so-and-so? He never came home.
You get the phone call.
I get the phone call. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, we all left. I call so-and-so and he's like, dude, I slept with a stripper. So he never came home, slept with the stripper from the strip club, and was getting married like 3 days later. So imagine going now to the rehearsal dinner, knowing all of this, being in the wedding, standing up there, knowing all of this.
So what is the lie that he told the girl? He was where? He never showed up.
That he passed out somewhere and slept at somebody else's house because he was too drunk to drive and blah, 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 blah. But that's how the wedding started.
And she believed it.
She believed it. That's how the marriage started. And I remember confronting him like, are you an idiot? What do you do? Why would you put yourself in that position? Right. And now you're involving, now you're calling me. And he was hung up. This is how the whole marriage started. He was hung up because since they met, she had been lying about her age by 10 years. And he,
by 10 years,
10 years, he never found out until they signed the wedding, like the paperwork. And she put on the, he saw her license come out.
Did she look 10 years younger?
It could go either way, right? It wasn't but he looked at her driver's license. I guess he'd never looked at it in the time they've been dating and was like, oh my God, did the math in his head. You're lying about your age. Since we've been dating, I've never known your real age. Freaked out.
Was she older or younger?
Older. So that is what he says sent him on a spiral of revenge.
Yeah, come on.
Can you imagine those two secrets going into on each side?
Are they still married?
No, they got an annulment. Never even, the marriage didn't make it past 6 months.
Oh, really?
They got an annulment, marriage fell apart. I mean, it just means it wasn't a divorce,
I don't
right?
remember this story. I think I have an idea who you're talking about, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, it ended under a six-month period, so that's why they never
Is it the person that was with you when we met?
Yeah.
Got it, okay.
Crazy, right? That's the craziest marital drama I know of, somebody going in. And like me being aware of it.
So you're a liar too?
No, I'm not a liar. I didn't say yes, no, anything. I didn't know where he was. I answered literally saying, I don't know. I'll have to call him.
When he told her the story, did she call you back to corroborate the story?
Nope. I never had to lie, but I had to just not speak.
Oh, well.
I knew that marriage was in trouble though. I knew it. I knew it for a number of reasons before that.
Did you like her?
I did. I didn't mind her. But I mean, you can't go into a marriage with those types of secrets. You cannot. Mm. I mean, that was a week before the
wedding.
You know
what? It's interesting. I was listening to another podcast that is a big podcast that the girl She's now engaged, about to get married. She went back to her hometown and she did a podcast and she documented going back to her hometown. And then she's talking about all her sexual experiences with this boyfriend. This is my first time I was over here and this athlete that I slept with. And she's recounting all this
on the podcast
sexual experiences that, but that the, her podcast started as that kind of thing, like very open about her sexuality and teaching girls how to do this and do that. Anyways, because she's engaged, a lot of her listeners took offense saying, why would you do that? It's so disrespectful to your guy. Yeah. And a lot of men were like, you know, if I was him, I will dump your ass right now because that's just disgusting. And so she basically did a whole podcast about, you know what? I'm offended that you guys would take it that way. My man is perfectly comfortable with who he is. And he's very secure. And he knows that my platform, my podcast, I talk openly about whatever the heck I want.
Yeah.
So he actually finds it very refreshing and funny. So how dare you judge me and blah, 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 blah. Anyways, are you comfortable with somebody, like a partner of yours, talking about her past sexual relationships?
No, I don't need to know. I don't need to know those things by any means. Like zero. I don't need to know those details, but there are people I know that are like, my dad was like that. My dad was very open with all of his partners, with all of his spouses, and could communicate about anything. I think that stuff is better left unsaid. I don't know what you gain by sharing it. You know what I mean? It doesn't strengthen the marriage. It might not weaken the marriage, but it definitely doesn't strengthen the marriage. And you can say my partner's secure and strong with anything you want, but at the end of the day, it doesn't feel good hearing stories like that. So I would definitely not. But I will. We'll find some stuff to dig up on Rosalind of what she brought into our wedding week. Let me think.
What do you mean?
What secrets did you have?
Nothing.
Let's figure it out. We'll bring that into the next episode.
Yeah. I don't know what he's talking about. Okay, but dig
she
in.
Had nothing. She
dig
had,
in.
She had nothing. Just probably overspending on our wedding. That was not it.
Which right. I did.
This has been fun.
I love you.
I love you.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at He Said Ella Dijo or send us an email, ericandross@iheartradio.com. He Said Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more.
Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.